RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo urges APEC to focus on maritime as center of economy. Vice Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly appreciates realization of diversity and socialization of the four pillars. The news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed his intention to make the sea a center of economic development for members of APEC since they are geographically located in the Pacific Ocean, the largest ocean in the world. The president delivered such a proposition during the second retreat session of the 25th APEC Economic Leaders Meeting with the theme New Drivers for Regional Trade, Investment and Connectivity in Intercontinental Peninsula Resort Da Nang on Saturday, November the 11th. President Joko Widodo stated that Indonesia's sea has to be the center of economic development by means of maritime infrastructure investments, maritime-based economic activities, integration and security of maritime transportation network, and sustainable use of maritime resources. Furthermore, he added that Indonesia supports prioritizing maritime issues in APEC, including in fighting against illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, reducing plastic waste in the ocean, and developing maritime and fisheries sector. Indonesian Minister of Research, Technology, and Higher Education, Muhammad Nasir, said the exploration of maritime resources in Indonesia should use technology to maximize the results. Muhammad Nasir, in a speech at the Faculty of Fisheries and Marine Sciences of Diponegoro University Semarang, Central Java, said on Saturday that the potential utilization of Indonesia's maritime resources is enormous, ranging from fisheries to renewable energy. Minister Nasir even estimates that 30% of Indonesia's economic growth can be obtained from maritime sector if it is used maximally. According to the minister, fishermen and fishing entrepreneurs must use technology in sailing to maximize the catch and fuel efficiency. The Vice Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly of the Republic of Indonesia, Usman Sabta, reminded all Indonesian people not to forget the services of national heroes who have painstakingly sacrificed everything for the sake of independent Indonesia. Usman Sabta, who spoke before hundreds of members of Persatuan Pewarta Warga Indonesia or Indonesian Journalist Association, the participants of People's Consultative Assembly for Planned Socialization at the Parliament Building, Jakarta on Saturday, said that his appreciation for the implementation of the four-pillar socialization, the full meaning of unity and respect for the diversity of the nation, so that the activity had have a positive impact both for the organization itself and for the community, the nation, and the state. The craft industry contributes to the economy, especially to the creative economy of the Ministry of Industry through Bali Creative Industries Center, under the auspices of the Directorate General of Small and Medium Industries of the Ministry of Industry. Bali Creative Industries Center, since 2015, has evolved into a place for gathering the entrepreneurs and creative incubators, especially in the field of fashion, craft, and animation. Director General of Small and Medium Industry of the Ministry of Industry, Gati Wibawaningsih, in her statement in Jakarta on Saturday, mentioned that craft and fashion industries have large and growing contribution to the national economy. Based on the World Economic Forum's Global Competitiveness Report of 2017-2018, Indonesia continues to increase the competitiveness of craft and fashion products from the 41st to the 36th among 138 countries. Banyuwangi Ethno Carnival is part of efforts to build awareness of the importance of the potential among the Indonesian people through culture. Cultural products are various, ranging from fabric, culinary, art, carvings, handicraft, and many more. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture Puan Maharani, in her speech at the opening ceremony of Banyuwangi Ethno Carnival at Blambangan Park, Banyuwangi Regency East Java on Saturday, hope that the official annual event held since 2011 has impact on the culture-based culture of society and small-medium enterprises in Banyuwangi. According to Puan Maharani, the implementation of Banyuwangi Ethno Carnival is a place to grow creativity among people of Banyuwangi as well as raising tourism potential of the regency. To end the news, here are the main points once again. President Joko Widodo urges APEC to focus on maritime as center of economy. Vice Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly appreciates realization of diversity and socialization of the four pillars. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener of Airwood Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome to the weekly news from across the country, which present various interesting information from across the country in a week. The first story comes from Bandung, West Java. The Aerospace Festival of Bandung Air Show, or BAS 2017, returned to be held from November 9 to 12, 2017 at Hussein Sastra Negara Air Base, Bandung City, which targeting to attract up to 100,000 visitors. During BAS 2017 festival, various activities are displayed such as the aircraft show, exhibition, educative events, adventure experience, various competitions, bazaar of food and art, as well as other aerospace events. The commander of Hussein Sastra Negara Air Base, Colonel Muhammad Vaith Handoyo, said that this event is one of the agenda and contribution of the Air Force to grow and improve the world of aerospace to the community, especially the younger generation. There are several acrobatic performances of Super Tucano aircraft from Squadron 21 Abdurrahman Saleh Air Base, Malang, and Asia Aero Flying Club. There are also parachuting performances from professional jumpers and performances of the acrobatic paramotor trike capabilities of Indonesian Aerosport Federation, or FASI. In addition, there are an exhibition of amphib aircraft, or Albatross, CN-235 and 250, Teknam aircraft from Bandung Pilot Academy, STPI Curug aircraft, Jabiru plane designed by students of SMK 12, Alutsista, and various other exhibitions.
Next story comes from Padang, West Sumatra. Hundreds of residents and students welcomed the arrival of KRI Bima Suci at Teluk Bayur Harbor, Padang, West Sumatra on Wednesday, 8 November. The arrival of a warship that will replace the legendary ship of KRI Dewa Ruci in the context of its dissemination from Spain, the country where the KRI Bima Suci was built. The vessel departed from Spain on September 18, 2017 and passed through Italy, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Oman and Colombo. The arrival of the KRI Bima Suci was greeted by a traditional pasambahan dance of Ranah Minang, while the cadets of KRI Bima Suci present a royal parade to the community. People were also given the opportunity to board the boat. KRI Bima Suci was in Padang until November 11, 2017. The last story comes from Solo, Central Java. President Joko Widodo wed his daughter Kahiyang Ayu with Muhammad Bobby Nasution at Graha Sabha Buana, Solo, Central Java on Wednesday. Official of the Ministry of Tourism, Rizky Handayani Mustafa, said that the marriage of President Joko Widodo's daughter was full of Indonesian culture richness, especially tourism, so it can be one of the efforts of Indonesian enchantment promotion. According to Rizky, Kahiyang Ayu's marriage to Bobby Nasution becomes a form of cultural harmony that can depict the richness of Indonesian culture for tourism. It can be seen from clothes, ordinances, customs, until the culinary which were served in the event. The wedding procession was held with the traditional concept ranging from procession of carnival, siraman, midodareni, akad nikah or solemnization of a marriage to the reception. He said 60% of foreign tourists come to Indonesia are ostensibly to see or enjoy the culture of Indonesia. Therefore, the momentum of marriage with elements of local tradition that still uphold the local customs become a very interesting attraction. Listener, it was the news from across the country. Thank you for listening.
Radio Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia. Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with November the 12th, 1964. The National Hat Day is first observed. The National Hat Day is annually commemorated on November the 12th. Since it was declared in 1964, it has become a momentum to conduct health education as one of health promotion efforts in Indonesia. The National Health Day aims to raise public awareness of the importance of maintaining health. Turning to November 12, 2010, the 2010 Asian Games begins. Asian Games 2010, also known as the Asian Games, is a multi-sport event held in Guangzhou, China, from November 12 to 27, 2010. Guangzhou is the second China city to host the Olympic Games after Beijing in 1990. Almost 1,000 athletes from 45 national Olympic committees compete in 476 games out of 42 sports and disciplines. The medal tally was led by China, followed by South Korea in second place and Japan in third place. China set a new games record with 199 gold medals. Let's conclude with November the 12th, 2014, the spacecraft Philae reaches the comet's core. Philae is the European Space Agency's robotic lander carried by spacecraft Rosetta until ordered to land on comet 67P Churyumov-Gerasimenko. On November the 12th, 2014, the robot made it to the comet nucleus. The instrument is expected to obtain the first image of the comet's surface and make the first in situ analysis in explaining the composition of the comet. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Week Spotlight. This week it's on Indonesia-South Korea enhanced bilateral relations. President Joko Widodo received a visit from South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the Presidential Palace of Bogor, West Java on Thursday 9 November. The meeting between the two heads of state took place warmly and productively. President Joko Widodo welcomed the enhancement of the partnership status between Indonesia and South Korea into special strategic partnership with an emphasis on accelerating the industrialization sector in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo, in a joint statement with South Korea President Moon Jae-in at the Presidential Palace of Bogor, West Java on Thursday 9 November, said that the governments of both countries agreed to increase South Korea's investment. South Korea to nearly doubled in 2017. South Korea's investment data in Indonesia shows in 2015 the total value of South Korean investment in Indonesia reached $1.21 billion, while trading volume increased by 19.3% in 2017, according to President Joko Widodo, will continue to be improved. The creative industry cooperation discussed during President Joko Widodo's visit to South Korea in 2016 has also been followed up, such as with the opening of Korea Creative Content Agency in Jakarta in October 2016. Joko Widodo expressed his appreciation to South Korea for employing Indonesian workers and also entrusted them in their care, especially those working in the fishery sector. Regarding developments in the Korean Peninsula, President Joko Widodo stressed that Indonesia urged North Korea to comply with United Nations Security Council resolutions related to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and stop testing of ballistic missiles launches. President Joko Widodo also expressed the appreciation of President Moon Jae-in's position, which is still opening the settlement through a dialogue process. President Joko Widodo said President Moon Jae-in's visit to Indonesia was the first visit to ASEAN countries. This needs to be interpreted as a strong commitment to continuously improve bilateral relations between the two countries. Meanwhile, on the same occasion, President Moon Jae-in expressed his conviction that the cooperation and bilateral relations between the two countries will grow well. Moreover, the two heads of state have the same focus in carrying out governmental duty, namely to prioritize the people and develop a tolerant economy. In closing, President Moon invited President Joko Widodo to visit South Korea next year. Previously, President Joko Widodo had invited South Korean President Moon Jae-in to visit Bogor Trade Mall or BTM Shopping Center in Bogor. On that occasion, Moon bought a red batik and chose a blue batik for Joko Widodo. In addition to buying batik, Moon also took a drink at one of the tea stalls located not far from the batik shop. That was this week's Spotlight.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
You're still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for news in brief. Indonesian President Joko Widodo expressed his intention to make the sea a center of economic development for members of APEC since they are geographically located in the Pacific Ocean, the largest ocean in the world. Indonesian Minister of Research, Technology and Higher Education Muhammad Nasir said the exploration of maritime resources in Indonesia should use technology to maximize the results. The Vice Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly of Indonesia, Usman Sabta, reminded all Indonesian people not to forget the services of national heroes who have painstakingly sacrificed everything for the sake of independence of Indonesia. The craft industry contributes to the economy, especially to the creative economy of the Ministry of Industry through Bali Creative Industry Center under the auspices of the Directorate General of Small and Medium Enterprises of the Ministry of Industry. Banyuwangi Ethno Carnival is part of efforts to build awareness of the importance of the potential among Indonesian people through culture, cultural products ranging from fabric, culinary art, carvings, handicrafts, and many more. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism, like places of interest, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I will take you to Binjai, North Sumatra province, to see the beauty of the Eternal Pond and Stick Waterfall. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.vi.co.id. North Sumatra, in addition to having a tourist area called Lake Toba, also has other tourist attractions named Tongkat or Stick Waterfall and Kolam Abadi or Eternal Pond, which beauty is well known all throughout the province and beyond. The two tourist areas that cannot be separated because they're located close to each other. To be exact, in Rumah Galu Village, Namu Ukur, Sei Bingai Sub-District Langkat Regency. Location of Tongkat or Stick Waterfall and Kolam Abadi or Eternal Pond tourist spot is not so far from Medan, the capital of North Sumatra province. It is approximately only 1 hour drive from the city or about 28 kilometers from downtown Binjai, so it is easily accessible. The journey will take you to cross a forest, so you need a guide to get there. On the way, there are several posts to rest and also provide snacks and drinks. Once you reach Lau Balis Waterfall, or better known as Tongkat or Stick Waterfall, you will know why the waterfall is called Stick Waterfall. This is because this waterfall, there is a very large piece of wood like a giant stick from a higher tree resembling a giant stick leaning on the flow of the waterfall. According to local people, the wood has been around for more than 20 years. This waterfall flows through, say, Bingai River down to the Malacca Strait. After enjoying the beauty of Tongkat or Stick Waterfall, then you can go down the river to Abadi or Eternal Pond. This pond is famous for having extraordinarily crystal clear water. It is about 2 or 3 meters deep with bluish water and natural beautiful river walls. In this pool, you can bathe as much as you want. In addition, you can also test your adrenaline by jumping from the wall of the river that has a height of approximately 4 meters. The right time to visit Tongkat or Stick Waterfall and Kolam Abadi or Eternal Pond Tourist Location is in the morning. And if you want a quiet atmosphere, avoid Sundays or holidays, because in those days, this place is crowded with tourists who come from surrounding area. Don't forget to bring your camera to immortalize the beauty there. That ends Indonesian Wonder Today, featuring Eternal Pond and Stick Waterfall in Binjai, North Sumatra Province. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener, welcome back in Miscellany. Today we will talk about water hyacinth as the food alternative for fish. Stay tuned. Water hyacinth, or Aichornia crassiper, is one of the aquatic weeds. Its existence is often undesirable. Hyacinth is a plant originating from Brazil and is expected to enter Indonesia in 1884 at Kebun Raya Bogor as an ornamental plant. In the past, water hyacinth is an ornamental plant that is loved because the purple color in the flowers very interesting. This plant has the ability to breed very high vegetative, especially in the tropics and subtropics. Hyacinth is easily spread even through water channels. Actually, the plants that flood in this water is the preferred plant of fish because a shelter from the sun and hide from predators. But if the amount is too much, the existence of water hyacinth raises many problems. In Indonesia, water hyacinth has spread throughout the water such as in reservoirs, swamps, lakes, and rivers. Until now, there has not been found a truly optimal way to combat the rate of growth of water hyacinth. Therefore, many people try to take advantage of this very fast-growing plant. One of them is Fisheries Department of Probolinggo Regency of East Java. Department of Fisheries, Probolinggo Regency, East Java make a breakthrough and innovation by conjuring plants' water hyacinth into alternative feed ingredients that are rich in protein and vitamins. Head of Probolinggo District Fisheries Department, Dedi Iswandi, said hyacinth plants known as wheat or pest plants, but this plant can be used as a fish feed ingredients. The department uses a lot of water hyacinth plants, which covering Rawa Tirta in Sumber Kedawang Village, Leches District, Probolinggo District. Meanwhile, Head of Fishery Cultivation Hari Pur Sulistiono explained that the utilization of water hyacinth into fish feeding production can be done through three methods, namely fermentation, chemical, and physical. Harry added, the physical method is easier than any other method because it does not change the protein content. While through the method of fermentation, it can be added protein, reduce the coarse fiber, therefore it easily digests by the fish. According to Harry, it uses fermentation method for the utilization of water hyacinth in Rawa Tirta. That is by storing it in a closed plastic for 8 days. He explained if the fermentation process goes well, then the scent will be like the scent of tape. According to Harry, the manufacture of fish feed by fermentation method takes a long time, but the result is good, eaten by fish with growth as usual. He said the utilization of water hyacinth for fish feed ingredients is intended to exploit local potential. In addition, it reduced the disturbance of water hyacinth plants that impact on the lack of smooth irrigation. Well, listener, that was Miss Lenny for today with the topic water hyacinth as an alternative food for fish. We will meet you again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Marty Karimis in Finland. In his email, Mr. Marty Karimis told that his favorite country to listen is Indonesia on the AM band. Hello, Mr. Marty Karimis. Thank you for your email on our broadcast. Here are our answers to your question. First, you can like Voice of Indonesia Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. Second, if you send your reception report to Voice of Indonesia, we will replay it on air through our segment Listener's Mailbag, and if you include your current address when you send your email or letter, we will also replay it by air mail. Third, we broadcast in 9 languages every day, namely English, German, Arabic, Mandarin, French, Japanese, Dutch, Spanish, and Indonesian. You can find out schedule of the programs through our website www.voi.co.id. You can also monitor our radio through your smartphone. You just download RRI Play and RRI World Service mobile applications. So what are you waiting for? Please send your reception report to our broadcast and do not forget to include your current address so that we can reply it by air mail. Well, Mr. Marty Karimis, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Keterbatasan ini, apa yang kau pelajari? Derasnya
harus kita hadapi. Tak mudah menjalani cerita ini. Di hari keterbatasan ini, ambil semangat hati. Semua yang kamu percayai menuntun langkahmu pulang di sini. Kita bersama. Merasakan itu cinta. Percaya kebaikan Tuhan. Percaya kan doa pada Tuhanmu. Aku pun mencoba dengan caraku. Kita
now we will replay a letter from Miss Karobi Hazarika in India. She was listening to our broadcast in English through 9525 kHz on October 31st, 2017 at 1326 hours UTC with the simple 44444. In her email, she told that she really enjoys listening to a segment Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hello, Miss Karobi Hazarika. Thank you very much for your compliment on our segment of Voice of Indonesia's program. We always try to introduce our national language, Indonesian in simple sentences, and also word by word to our listeners who are interested in learning Indonesian language. If you missed the segment, you can visit our website www.voi.co.id. As your request, we will send our key SL card to your home. Please be patient to wait for it. Thank you. Well, Mr. Karobi Hazarika, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, let's listen to a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Setiap kali ku melihatmu, sesak napas dan kehilangan arah. Tolong, tolong, tolong bantulah aku berdiri tegak dengan dua kakiku. Hey little baby, kau membuat napas ini
mencoba ku di hadapanmu. Jantung terasa lepas, napas tak terkendali. Nervous menderas sekujur tubuhku. Pasti begini, oh pasti begini. Tiap aku mencoba ku di hadapanmu. Kata yang ku siapkan hanya begitu saja. Di depanmu aku seperti tak
berarti. Aku selalu lupa bahwa nyali.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from Nagmochi Nowari in Algeria. Hello Mr. Nagmochi Nowari, thank you for your email dated October 26, 2017. He was listening to a broadcast in French program. In his email, he want to know the number of universities in Indonesia. In 2017, based on data from the Ministry of Technology, Research and Higher Education, the number of registered universities is more than 4,500 units. This figure is dominated by private universities, which is more than 3,100 units, while the number of state universities is only 122 units. The rest are religious colleges and universities under ministries or state institutions with official systems. Well, Mr. Nagmochi Nowari, we hope that you are satisfied with our answers. We hope you always keep listening to our broadcast and send your report. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Yeah.
listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Jos Gerdebeke in Belgium. He was listening to our broadcast in Dutch program through shortwave on frequency 9525 kHz at 1522 hours UTC on August 20, 2017, and the simple was 34333. In his email, Mr. Jos Gerdebeke said that the information which was broadcasted by our radio is very useful to him. Hello, Mr. Jos Gerdebeke. Thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Your song request will be sent as soon as possible, but for the schedule, we are really sorry because the new schedule is still on the process. But please do not worry, if it is ready, we will inform you immediately. And your email has been forwarded to related section. Please be patient to wait for the reply from the section. Thank you. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan pages. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Apakah semua
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Keterbatasan ini, apa yang kau pelajari? Derasnya harus kita hadapi, tak mudah menjalani cerita ini. Keterbatasan ini, ambil semangat hati. Semua yang kamu percayai menuntun langkahmu pulang di sini. Kita bersama
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Tiap kali ku melihatmu, sesak napas dan kehilangan arah. Tolong, tolong, tolong bantulah aku berdiri tegak dengan dua kakiku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.